Hey, kids. This is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3. We're in hour two. Keep it locked and loaded. If you are sweaty, it is time to get a drink.
Out from Trinidad, here to appear in the Caribbean Calypso Carnival at Carnegie Hall, Anthony Williams World Championship Steel Band and Limbo Dancers. So let's have a wonderful welcome for our study. Steel drums. Hear it for the Pan Am All-Stars. Hold him up there. Let him come through. Here's the little star from Trinidad. Here you are.
This was a young kid being introduced by Ed Sullivan, 1964. Get that in your head. Imagine that. People had no idea how popular Steel Pan was then. And they toured the world. I saw them in Jamaica. I'll never forget that. They were, let me just get down this Zoom, this, not Zoom, whatever you call it. Yes, as I was saying, the phone goes off the same time I'm talking here. Anyway, listen, what I was saying is that,
okay, Google.
Google is giving me a thing, and I'm going to talk to the person on the phone in just a minute. As I was saying, yes, sorry about that. My name is Howard Carr, filling in for Boom Boom Time this afternoon because, of course, it's Carnival in Toronto. And for those of you who didn't see Carnival in Toronto, that is what Carnival looks like, okay? It's not a game anymore. It's a culture that should be carried on. Like they did in Toronto. So my hats off to them. Hats off to them. Saldina, and who had seemed to have had 300 bands on the street. I don't know. I'm exaggerating, of course. Yes, as I was saying about the Pan Am North Stars, you know, my good friend Martin Albino, had the pleasure of working with him in a band called whatever for 10 years. And I'm being distracted. And I had the pleasure of picking his brain sometime. We'd sit, especially if we on a long drive or so, and I'd ask him about his playing days. He was the one who told me that he and his brothers would arrange, because they're from a talented musician family. They would arrange for the various bands. Savoy was one, and... but they couldn't get down to downtown to watch them playing through the streets, because it was always a fight. You know, so they, let me just answer this, folks. Yes, that's all you're gonna get. Yeah, as I was saying, he would tell me about these guys, and he spoke about Pan Am North Stars to me, and a little bit of jealousy was there at one point because of these guys, how they dressed and all that, because it's not like anything they would throw on a T-shirt or anything. They represented BIAA, which was the national... aircraft of the beautiful islands of Trinidad and Tobago. So they, if I can remember right, the BV plane that brought them to Jamaica, they had Pan on the wings, on the tail wing. I think that's a wing too. And it looked so beautiful, blue and white. I remember being out there at the airport to pick up a friend of mine, 1964. And that is what they were doing. So, you know, in honor of, you don't get to hear Pan music too often, only on this program, I must say, because I really don't hear it on other programs. And some people may not appreciate it. But for those of you who appreciate it, I'm glad you are, okay? Filling in the big shoes of the big group of Boom Boom Time. So here we go, Pan Am North Stars. Hold on to your man. If not, you're going to lose him.
Thank you.
what happened here. That's just my luck. The computer, computer just died on me. Behave yourself, okay? I know it might be old pad music, but we're enjoying it. Here we go again. Telling you, how is that sounding on a Sunday carnival evening in Toronto? Let's have some more. I'm enjoying it. Pan Am Nord Stars going back through the years. Isn't it
My name is Aria.
Isn't it something else? I'm telling you. I enjoy it, you know, and a lot of people have always said it was originated in, now don't get on my case here, in the pan was originated in Trinidad and Tobago, and this is, I think it's true, because from everybody that's telling me, you know, how it came about, some people were telling me that in people from countries like West Africa were abducted to Trinidad to be sold as slaves in auctions. And people of the same tribe and language were deliberately separated and sold to different slave masters in an attempt to eradicate their traditions. This I am reading. In most cases, enslavers did not allow them to speak to their native language, allow them to speak in their native language, forcing them to give up tradition and learn enslavers' own language. And this is how the pan came about. You watch them, and over the years, this was the way of communicating. And from this article I'm reading here, it says, and I think I've seen Martin with this, I'm not sure. Some kind of drum that he holds on his arm. And pan is played using a pair of sticks. And that we know for sure. And one of the talking drums that you hold under your arm, Martin has one. I can remember that. Some kind of sound like that. It's interesting. I got to get fool around with this article. Thank you, sir, for sending me that. Okay, at 4:30, Madame Pat Dillon Moore is going to link us up here. It's her show, so I hope she remembers the number of her host for today. By request. You know, I was what somebody reminded me again. It was, I had it in the back of my head, but somebody just reminded me a few minutes ago about a massive funeral taking place in Jamaica with the mom and three kids that this nothing killed. And they're trying to get him off very easily from the death penalty. But the funeral was on, and she requested I play this song, a song that was done up by a friend of mine with a group called the Rhythm Aces, Boris Gardner. It's called A Thousand Teardrops.
Could this be love? This will be love. This will be love. True love.
A thousand teardrops still bring back memories to me. And you can't shed enough for that family that's gone on. And it's burning, it hurts. This is Mr. John Rolls on Boom Boom Time. It's simply called If I Only Had Time. Don't we all think about that sometimes? On CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Boom Boom Time.
If I only had time, only time, so much to do. If I only had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue. If I only had time, they'd be mine. Time, like the wind, goes a-hurrying by, and the hours just fly. Where to begin? There are mountains I'd climb if I had time. Since I met you, I've thought life really is too short. Loving you, so many things we could make true. Satisfy me. So much to do. If I only had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue. If I only had time, they'd be mine.
If I only had time, don't we say that all the time? His name is John Rolls. He's an American that lived in England for a while. And for the lady who just asked me, where can she get those kind of music? And I don't know, really, I don't know. I have been a collector of music all my life. All my life. I was lucky in the sense that my sister was in charge of the record department at a store called Jamaica Times in Kingston. It's on King Street. So all the songs that they would send her over the Christmas period, because that's what they did, she would give them to me because they weren't interested. I kept most of them, brought some from Jamaica when I was coming here. And I still keep them. I run them off. I put them on MP3, but it's a lot of work. It's called If I Only Have Time. Go on YouTube. Maybe you'll be lucky to get it, by John Rolls. CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. And let's see. Through it all, what's happening? Taking us up to 4:30. This is Mr. George Nooks.
I've had many tears and sorrows, questions for tomorrow. There's been time I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation God gave me consolation. That my trials come to make me strong. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His words. I've been to lots of places, seen so many faces. There were times I felt so all alone, but in my learn to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His words. I thank God for the mountains, thank Him for the valleys, thank Him for the storms He brought me through. Faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Though the wicked will come upon me to eat up my flesh, it will stumble and fall. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to put my trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
God, I wish you did.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to put my trust in God. Through it all.
Looking for a song here, but in the meanwhile, while I'm looking for it, let me just this is another request with George Noakes. If only you believe.
All things are possible if you only believe. Sitting at home, all alone, wondering what tomorrow may bring. He of little faith, dig deeper within. Healing the sick, He raised the dead, He walked on the sea. He worked
Cause if you only believe, if you only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. Lord, show me the way.
Show me the way,
your will, and I will obey.
I will.
I wanna be your servant. On my knees, I pray. Lord, give me strength to carry on. Please lead the way, because
cure your miseries. I'm telling you, every time I hear this guy sing, I'm in another world. But my guest, imagine me a call a woman guest, but I won't show, but these things do happen. She's no I'm are you there, Patricia?
Hello, Howard, Franklin, Montgomery, Carr.
You there?
Stretchy Pooh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just had to unplug again, you know, this phone business. Anyway, how is yous doing? How can I lie?
I is good, you see. My 2 foot, the foot does swell, the ankle swell, but the heap are dancing when me dance yesterday. Me say me couldn't even find the tiger balm when me come home last night. No, sir.
I afraid to ask, but I gonna ask. Was it that good?
Girl.
No, girl.
Uncle?
Yes.
Uncle? Let me lock the frock here. You lock for your track pants then.
Mm-hmm.
There was my cousin from Paris, Ontario, came down to see me, and I haven't seen her in about 15 years. But the tradition always was we'd come to Carabana, and I'm talking from like 1985 when we were allowed to come without parents.
Right.
Right?
Right.
After high school graduation, and you and your friends and XYZ and crew, and we used to come with Smurfette to be on the reggae truck with Jakarta Determination. And then, you know, I've been part of this in some way or fashion. And then, you know, in about 1993, I started making masks, and I've been involved. And then we come here, Lisi started competing in Toronto and won a couple times. Like, you know, she was successful here in Toronto.
Right.
Up until the last couple of times, a bunch of girlfriends, the LTA and a bunch of us, would play.
Mm.
And, yeah, drunk as a fish on the road.
I wasn't going to ask, but...
You know, the days where my nephew, Shaggy, He was a little boy then, but he would lead me to the car, right?
Right, right.
Well, I had fun in all of that yesterday.
Nice.
It was emotional. It was cathartic. Every time I left here saying that everything over the last 3.5 years, I was going to just leave it on the road. The COVID, mommy's death, other people's death, my own health issues, things I want to do, the person I want to be, you know, the fret you fret over your children and grandchildren, just everything. And I did that. And I did it especially when Blacks' tune come on. After we talk, I'm going to ask you to play it because the lyrics are so apropos. And it almost makes me feel like he may have known or maybe he felt his death was coming.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was the only one. Because every time it came on, hands would go up in the air like, you know, the welly welly, hey,
yeah.
Oh, but hands, you know, and you just stop, and I close my eyes. One of the times,
is that the one? The mashup, Blacks.
Yeah.
I saw that. I saw a video with that. And you're right, with the hands up in the air, you think it was a Healing in the Barnyard type of thing. But
it was. I played with Saldina. They did Streets of Fire. I don't know who win from who win. Me never see no other band coming to leave out of the band.
Mm-mm.
Normally, Pat, CKUT, Pat would walk up and down so I could do a reportage.
Right.
That wasn't who was on the road yesterday. Pat was on the road. Not Pat Dillon, not Pat Dillon Moore. Not anybody's daughter, sister, uncle, wife, girlfriend, mother, grandmother, auntie, godmother. No, none of them did that.
Mm-mm.
Pat went on the road. And let me tell you, it was a super fantastic time. To the point that we didn't even have to line up to go on stage.
Wow.
The band, I guess they did it in a way, they staggered it. So that as one went over, by the time we reached the Savannah, the crew in front of us, the section in front of us went,
mm-hmm.
and then we went, and I filmed a little bit of it. I'm going to try to see if I get it up on the page.
Right.
And then when you come off the stage, you play some old Kitchener Tool teams and Sparrow. Mm. And look, leave me alone now. I had a time.
Well, it's so good to hear that the whole thing, because everybody that I have spoken to so far, even a guy from Trinidad on WAC Radio, he was saying, man, we got to watch out soon, you know, because a Toronto Carnival will take us home or something. He was joking, you know. But the thing is, I am glad. And I hope you younger generation that is into the carnival thing, try and bring it back. Come on, Montreal, man. Do. Me a beg you know. Me miss that.
I was doing so good. That's why I may not like you, you know, Howard. You're all dirty stretch.
Oh, God. Stop. Me a beg, man. Me want a nice carnival.
Listen. Yeah. Listen. Mediocrity is what Montreal like. The people are... And if you say anything... Oh, you have to be thankful to promoters. I am grateful for the three entities that, against all odds, did what they had to do.
What?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They got on the road for that first year. You know, it was a Herculean feat, right? I am, right?
Right.
But you have to want better. People cannot want better for you. You have to want better for yourself.
Of course.
And that's all I'm saying. Don't bother me on top. Draw me tongue.
No, but I'm I am damn hungry for the carnivals that we had here in Montreal. I mean, you could get on a plane going somewhere, and the moment you say Montreal, oh, the carnival, I love it. You know, you must have manners, you know, when people are talking to you on the radio, then stop the whistling.
Come in and know where you are. Come.
Okay, all right.
So I'll talk
back to Toronto. Toronto.
I have to lift up and congratulate
mm-hmm.
Andy Ramirez, Stephen Payne, Alwyn, Daryl Dalrymple. Those are the members of the Coquille Posse on their third place win queen, junior queen. I think it's also female individual. They came third in the king and queen. And I will tell you, the mass went up three notches, because the last one in 2020 we came to, I look at Wayne, Wayne look at me, and we say, come, the place is bog. Come, we wait till we get home in we bed for talk. Where the things did look. You understand?
Right, right.
There were some nice pieces that year, but it was few and far between is what I'm saying.
Right.
I think the artisans and the makers of the carnival arts were chomping at the bit. And some of them are some little young people. Right? Look, that's all I'm going to say. So if Montreal don't want to have it, me jump on the mega bus and come down the road. So I want to congratulate our Montreal Coquille Posse. They have a home. They're comfortable. They're respected. They work. They do their thing. They have been since the month of May, coming up on a Friday, coming back down on a Monday, working as you do in the carnival arts, right? And we had a time with them on the road. Our New York Uncle Cecil Fallin, and I saw a few Montreal people. I saw, of course, Ron and Lil. I saw Ava Shea. And maybe people saw me. I belly and all out the door to you, no stress.
Go on, girl. How are you?
Let me tell you something. Yes. Some of the girl them, when you say them, big. But a sexier woman you couldn't find.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh
no,
God.
Me to tell you. So me say, who is me? Met me and my big belly go out the road and made it sexy to me. Sorry, me no care who don't agree.
As long as you enjoy yourself.
You know what me always say? When me dead, you know, going, I miss Pat. You know, now go, I miss Fat Pat. No, you know, allow me. I had a time. The titty stood up in the bra, the belly was showing, and I out. I good.
All right. You know, where you said the let me not ask no question. It's
Hi, Howard.
Sunday afternoon.
Before I go, though,
yes.
I was explaining to my 96-year-old aunt who up here while me. When Miss Be Quiet, Miss Think I'm a dirty. She was playing up in my lap, in my locks, and I lie down with my head in her lap. Next week, back on the road, 2022, August 7th, the LGBTQ Pride Parade. The Afro-Caribbean community of the Pride have a section in the huge and so popular Montreal Pride Parade. So if you have a carnival costume, you could get in the band. If you don't have one, you could get one. With proper ID, you will borrow one for the day. Get your pens and papers, and it's from... them sinting is how did that I heard about it is one woman was pissed off that Montreal black community one was 3 hours and she said no, I'm going to just let's develop a section because at least we're about 5, 6, 7 hours on the road.
Yeah
and if me no go to Camp Fett because next week is Camp Fett, but nobody don't want to drive me. You mind sharp me and my belly in the street of Montreal next week. You know, mind sharp. As long as that man play my Blacks tune, I might be there. But come out and support the Pride community. There are so many of us, cousin, brother, daughter, son, lover, this, that. They're people. They
of course
are people.
People. Who are we to judge? I tell you.
Come and support. If you know people, here's a phone number. Call Sonia 438-490-2313. They are buses and places from different metros, really organized. So for more costume information, 438-488-0929. That number again, 438-488-0929. 0929. DJ Blaster of CKUT will be on the road. If you have your flag, go down with your flag, represent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same way you like to jump up in the Irish Day Parade and go on like one of the Irish, you know, go on down there and go on like you is. Enough talk. Good. Done talk.
All right, my dear. So enjoy yourself.
You.
Love you too. So how are you coming back? When you coming back? That's what I asked.
I come in tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Have a safe trip. And
yeah, traveling mercies.
Yes.
Also, such a doing a thing. Want to send a shout out to Auntie Gloria, the 116 in the 416. Love you. 96 years old.
Wow.
Missy, my walk and I lift up. Basket of clothes, I hang out clothes. She a bend down, pick up thing, we drop off a ground. She cooking, she shopping, she did. She no pray for me. Say me get some of that the ancestral.
You
stuff.
Will, you will, me. Dear.
I also want to big up Grace Basso is in the house and Noreen Bounce Basso is here, and of course everybody love her.
Say hello to Grace and the family for me, please.
I think they're listening to you.
All right. Hello, Miss Basil. How you going, girl?
She look good, you see? Hi. Not a real... She have a sexy, badass haircut. That's all me.
How are you going to Toronto? I know I look for a woman. What is?
I'm getting ready for the Pride Parade. Bye,
oh, I see.
You like so much, you see? You are.
Bye-bye.
You wear fancy with a lot.
Oh,
goodbye.
Boy.
Love you.
Love you, too. Be good. Blacks, mash up. This is Pat's favorite tune for the year. Says it meant so much.
Drunk or sober, all from a culture, set up panorama again. On the road with you, man, jumping up to the soda. Must find a partner to play mass with me. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, keep the fire blazing. With no care in the world, let me get on bad in here. I want you to.
Rest in peace, my brother. And, you know, you listen to the words of the song. Also, want to send out condolences to the family of Pastor Peter Moncrief, who passed on recently. And may his soul rest in peace. And I'm a bit low in spirit just listening to all of these things that's happening. So we're going to play some commercials. And then we get back to the music.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
TD Bank proudly invites you to the 16th Annual Festival Haiti en Folie from July 25th to 31st. Discover Haiti like you've never seen it before through a music, food and drink fair, book fair, arts and craft, street parade, and so much more. From July 25th to 31st at Quartier des Spectacles, La Fontaine Park, and Cabaret La Tulipe. For tickets and lineup, visit haitienfolie.com, a Fabienne Colas Foundation event.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, get that in your head. The virus is still out there. Don't fool around. If you go, just be careful, all right? And, you know, I'm going to say something. Maybe I shouldn't on big national radio. But, you know, I was in Super C the other day. There's this gentleman who he's changing out the fruits. He's buying some fruits and he's taking the big one, putting the small one. And then he coughed, and the same hand that he coughed in, two times in his hands, and went back to changing whatever fruit, changing the small one for the big one or the big one for whatever. And I lost my appetite for all fruits then. This is why I would urge you, because most of the people I know, they do this. Whenever you pick up fruits or anything like that, don't be afraid to, when you get home, to wash them before you put them away in your fridge and all that. There's a lot of freaky people out there. And they you know, I don't think they know that they realize that they're doing this thing. You know what I mean? Anyway, what can I tell you? I'm going to play me some old music here to compliments of DJ Nicholas. I called him because I was in no mood to mix any mood, any music this evening. I said, mix me some oldies. And he said, okay, sir. Okay, Pops. Call me Pops because I'll spank him. This is the Baron turning back the pages of time on Boom Boom Time. Enjoy it at 4:27. Good afternoon to you, Mrs. Basil, Doreen, and all the other ladies that are there. Have fun. No bellies on the road, okay? Boom Boom Time. Turning back the pages of time.